right here. All right, the title of this one. Just one minute. Physical illness. This is the title on this one. Physical illnesses stem from inner problems. Physical illnesses stem from inner problems. I-N-N-E-R. What are inner problems? How can they be identified? And once identified, what then? This is what this blog is all about, identifying the cause and not the symptom, which of course is the physical component. Unfortunately, our medicine today deals practically exclusively with the symptoms, since that is where the money is for the pharmaceutical industry that controls our whole medical system, since the billions they make directly, indirectly support the whole medical system from top to the bottom. And I said, their profits are unbelievable. Who else benefits? The hospitals that at one time were non-profit, today for profit. Who owns them? Just like Walmart, hospitals also are conglomerates owned by syndicates whose bottom line is how much? So the inner is where it all happens. But then people being egos. Three things. People being egos have no way of accessing their inner selves. Even the psychiatrist failed in this attempt and had to resort to drugs. They're not supposed to use drugs, but they're using them because they're not, they don't know what they're doing. And how do we solve this problem without killing the patient? Do no harm is the edict for doctors. But then watching 60 Minutes on TV, ads put out by the pharmaceutical industry, why are they saying that taking this pill can cause harm and even kill the people? They must think the people are stupid. You know something? They're right. They are stupid. That being two-faced, of course, getting their cake and eat it also. So who could a sick person go to? At one time, wise doctors realizing that what they learned in college and hospitals was fraudulent, attempted to do the right thing. What happened to them? What happened to them? They lost their medical license and some went to jail for trumped up charges. They literally disappeared. So what kind of a world are we living in today? And a certified ego world, which means that's the world we're living in, is a certified ego world, which means the getting is good. Screw everybody that allows themselves to believe in what you are peddling. And in this respect, they're peddling health. And the motto and the slogan for an ego is, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. So anyone you find that's arrogant and says, what's mine and the other, you know that's an ego. Some egos are quiet, you can't get it from. But most of them, they're all not quiet because everybody's in the same boat. And now we continue. And that is where the corrupt food industry does their bit. Right now they are poisoning food through all GMO methods of poisoning, telling people, it's for your benefit. And of course, ego stupid people buy a hook, line, and a sinker because they want to believe it. That is what stupid is all about, believing in lies and loving it. The slogan for the chain that sells crap on this is Mac. The Mac people selling the hamburgers. They're the height of what this is all about. They can't miss when people don't have it upstairs. There's nothing upstairs. And that goes for what I just said also. No green stuff upstairs. That is the secret of the success of junk food, poison food, fast food, and of course the big guys, the medical system. After all, people that know that they know, just know and vice versa, vice versa means that the others know nothing. So some know they know and others know nothing. So they're called egos, the ones that know nothing are the egos. Despite their college and all the great letters after their name, they're still egos. For want of a better word, this ego enters every facet of a person's life, not missing even one, which means, of course, double, triple stupidity. Those who wish to escape from their stupid ego, read our blog, extract what has meaning, and then utilize with that extraction, and in time they will realize how little they knew about life in general, which of course was nothing, nothing worthwhile, just more and more ego crap. Now here is something that must be considered, and that is, when we do get sick, and I'm not talking about catching a cold, simple illness, I'm talking about illnesses that have a reason behind them. And what happens when the body of the person runs down and they say, they got sick, which means they got symptomatic. The thing that makes billions for the drug companies, pharmacies, doctors, hospitals, you name it, it's the biggest industry in the world. No symptoms, no illness. So if there's no symptoms, no illness, there's no money for the crooked drug industry. So they've got the food industry that's selling crap. They got these fast food Mac stores and all that selling crap. They're all working for ticket. Is it a conspiracy? No, it's not organized. But then in a sense, they're all doing a sense. It doesn't make any difference. They're feeding off each other. So it's because the people don't have any green stuff upstairs. It's missing. So thank God people get sick symptoms. And once the symptoms show up and do not go away on its own, the whole industry has a party. When they find these people getting sick, they have a party, a celebration. We found the sucker. We found the sucker. And thank the food industry for helping them by selling food that meant to cause symptoms. Talk about conspiracies. Perhaps this is the biggest in the world. Nothing can compare with it. I'm almost through. And don't think that's unique with me. Everybody knows it, and they all admit to it. And as I say, McDonald's leads the prey with the other fast food boys. It's a racket. Where is the idea of helping people that are so-called philosophical erudition? Erudition means that these people are well-schooled. They're the top of the heap. The scholars means the writers, the people who work for them, that promote them. They're basically propagandists. It's all propaganda. It's all phony, baloney. It's the top of the ocean, not the bottom where the real ocean is. People buy the cover and not the book. They get aware with it because they're egos. They get away, not aware. They get away with it because these egos know how to propagandize other egos without sweat. It's like taking candy away from the baby. It's all a hoax. H-O-A-X. The world we live in is a hoax. Of course, since why? Why would only 2% of the world's population know the difference? To make a difference, one must know the difference. And 98 out there don't know even that. There are differences. So we get symptoms and mistakenly go to what I described above. These phony doctors prescribe something to erase the symptom, knowing quite well that it will cause other symptoms. So in the end, the person can be taking loads of different drugs, which eventually poison the body. It's a racket. It's an amazing racket. I'm just exposing it, that's all. Drugs are not meant to be taken by human beings or anyone, since they're all poisonous. They're all toxic. Whether we like it or not, this is not, and why? Because drugs have nothing in common with the human body. As I said, it's foreign to human body. Natural products are not. Herbs, good food, good drinks. But then, how would a person know when his body is getting out of whack? Only by symptoms, which if the person doesn't fall into the trap of listening to medical hacks promoting corrupt medical system and goes to the right professionals who deal with the cause of her problem, which is not the body, the real cause, the inner mind. It's not the body that's causing the problem. The cause is the inner mind of the individual. Once the inner mind is awakened, this cause is then addressed, and once addressed, is capable of healing itself. Now, who believes that? The 98% don't. That's for sure. The 2% does. And that's, I'm all done. Thank you for listening.